This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
We're going to take a quick peek at our next story, which involves the award of a Michelin star for a Ipogal.
That's right. We're heading to the professional kitchen.
Right. And so the story is Quinn Liu has become the first Malaysian woman to receive a Michelin star awarded for her restaurant in Paris. And this is just 7 months after it opened.
Yeah, that's right. So the restaurant is co-owned by Quinn and her Japanese husband. So they received one Michelin star in the 2018 Michelin Guide France for their French cuisine. And here's the romantic description of the restaurant, not the couple. So Liu carefully and expertly transforms market fresh ingredients into succulent classical French dishes, brushing away the cobwebs of tradition along the way. Isn't that a romantic description?
Yes, it is. But isn't it exciting that, you know, Malaysians are so passionate about food that one of our own has gotten this type of acknowledgement?
Yeah, recognition. It is very exciting, especially considering Liu was one out of only two women who won the Michelin star in the guidebook this year.
All right. Well, we're going to find out what it means exactly to win the Michelin star. More coming up after this on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Bold Factual Media, BFM 89.9.
It's Caroline and Ezra on the Evening Edition. We've been talking about Ipoh-born Quinn Liu, and she's, of course, the recipient of a Michelin star for a restaurant in Paris.
Yeah, talking about that and how it is very much still a male-dominated industry and a male-dominated list. Liu has before said on Facebook that women need to work twice as hard to prove that they're capable in the kitchen, but why is that so? She feels that men working in the kitchen generally don't listen to women. And this is odd, isn't it? I mean, even with the old adage about women's places being in the kitchen and all of that, it's almost inconceivable that women don't dominate the list.
Right. And even in this particular circumstance, the female chefs are still working hard to get the proper recognition they deserve. Mm-hmm. To further explore this issue of gender imbalance in the Michelin Guide, we're crossing over to award-winning chef Isadora Chai, the owner of Antara Restaurant and Bistro Atab. Isadora, great to have you on the program. Now, tell us, do you agree that women are generally at a disadvantage in the culinary scene? Have you experienced discrimination in a professional kitchen based on gender?
Of course. I think the whole preconception that, well, it's not a preconception, but there is some truth to the assumption that women are not as tough or physically strong enough to hack things in the kitchen. Sometimes, you know, a lot of things have to be lifted. And there's a lot of physical, it can be quite physically traumatic in the kitchen, especially if you're working in the hot section, because, you know, you're constantly getting burned from, you know, just the grill or the oil splashes. And usually we find that a lot of the feminine female chefs get pushed into the easier part of, the cushier part of the kitchen, mainly the pastry section. So I remember when I was a junior chef, they kept on pushing me through the pastry section thinking that I couldn't hack the heat or the pressure. Because, you know, if you talk about pastry work is a lot more calmer and more methodical. Whereas when you go to the hot section, it's a lot more adrenaline and a lot more working on your feet and under pressure. So you find that a lot of the case, like I remember that I was always being pressured and stuck in the pastry section. And it was only after a while where I actually grew balls, pardon my French, to push myself and assert myself into the grill section area.
Yeah, yeah, I can certainly understand where you're coming from when it comes to the grill section area. You know, I've got these, but I don't have the star, but I have the burns, you know, to show for it. They're not that pretty.
The battle scars of cooking.
But that's just from frying an egg. So Isadora, do you feel that you have to work harder compared against your male counterparts?
Yeah, you had to work extra hard. You actually had to almost have a second persona and different persona. I used to be a lot more feminine. Now I have to be a lot more aggressive and a lot more, well, I suppose pushier for the other boys to take notice that I'm actually a tougher chef and I can actually take the pressure. So working harder than everyone else, staying back, doing the longer hours, just to get noticed as a good worker, and, you know, just push yourself a lot more. in terms of showing your superiors that you are actually skilled and valued as a chef in general.
And Isadora, have you, I guess, seen other female chefs get discouraged or give up because of what you've described, because of either the physical demands of the job or, you know, just this pressure to move towards easier sections of the kitchen, supposedly?
Yeah, I know a lot of very feminine female chefs that might give up after a while because, you know, they also acknowledge that there's a lot of sacrifice, there's a lot of social sacrifice in terms of, you know, your relationship. So especially with younger women of a childbearing age, they tend to quit the hard F&B side. But, you know, you do see some of them, you know, they're still passionate. They actually open up their own little cafes or restaurants or diversify into related industries like catering, home catering. So you find that they are discouraged, but, you know, some of them would try to adjust their lifestyles and what they want with their careers. So that's one way of doing that.
Right. So Isadora, I mean, you've worked really hard to attain what you've achieved so far. Do you think there's a need to better support female chefs in their careers?
Well, I think I like to answer this question in general because you know how a lot of people are very reluctant, or businesses are reluctant to hire females in general, yeah, because of the, you know, the factor that, you know, they think about the maternity leave and the possibility that female worker not returning to work. I'm talking about this in general, yeah? So I think that there should be more government support when it comes to, you know, providing childcare services, like creches, daycare centres, and that actually will provide that avenue for women in general to be able to juggle with childcare and their careers. And if that happens, you know, I'm not talking just about just female chefs in general, but also, you know, any other industry, when that happens, women would, I think, or at least small businesses and larger organizations will start taking women seriously and promoting them.
Isadora, thank you very much for that. That was Isadora Chai, chef and owner of Antara Restaurant and Bistro Atab. And, you know, some of the anecdotes that she's shared gives us an indication of how difficult it is, even, you know, in these fields where supposedly there is going to be more female participation in the world of culinary affairs. It's amazing that we've got an Ipo girl winning that star.
You don't have to convince me that cooking is hard. I know cooking is hard.
You've got the battle scars to prove it. We've got some music right now by Muse, Feeling Good.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.